Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
She's back. She's back just like before. And it's already Tuesday. And what are you going to do with your day? I've got so many things to do today, but only so many hours. So I want to make myself as effective as possible just because I can. Today my topic, whoa-wee, sexual preference power play. Whew, that's right. Do you know how come you were born? A male or female? Don't worry, I'm not going to talk about the science of nature. I am going to talk about preferences, as in choosing male, the, and females, and the role playing of each. That's right, I'm going to talk about males and females. Talk about it, because it's such a delightful subject, talking about sexual preference, power play. Oh, you know what happens. Don't pretend that it doesn't. You absolutely know that just as sure as I'm live right now, there are live wires out there making sexual preference power plays. You know it. You might be wishing you were one of them. So what am I really going to talk about today? I'm going to talk about the preference. As in choosing male and females. Males and females. See, I left out an S. I'm so flaw-filled. I love to catch myself on my errors. I bet you do too. You'd rather catch your own than have somebody catch you. Oh boy, that could be taken a couple different ways. But that's up to you. I know that I would personally like to check over the work that I do, whatever it is, and catch those. But I realize that it's okay to be flaw-filled, too, because we all are. And it's a good place to be. I enjoy, being right. And I learn when I'm wrong, but I do my best not to be wrong very often because I don't like hanging out in that song of not getting things done right. I want to show you what romantic love is all about. I'm going to share what your greatest need is and how a fellow conscious being can play you to get what he or she wants for themselves and or from you. That's right. I'm going to share some stuff with you today about sexual preference power play. Holy moly. That's right. You know, we've been part of a following mode for thousands of years. We've literally continued to follow this mode of operating whereby we're at one time the males who were the strongest, the largest in their group of people huddled in caves. Okay, there was a time when we weren't as domesticated as we are today. There was a time when life was really tough. But today we have a choice of whether we're inside or outside, most of us. There are some homeless people, and some of them have made that a choice of not feeling tied down to any particular place. A nomad, so to speak. One who likes to truck about, get along, go along, do something different than following the crowd. But way back when, and maybe even not that long ago, there were certainly physical tasks that were done by the males and physical tasks that were done by the females. And they were the kind of tasks that were necessary for the survival of our species, necessary to do the best they could to have sanitary conditions, to feed the people. We don't live like that anymore. We don't have I was going to say porta potties, but that's what they are. We have those at events when there's a large crowd outside. We use those outhouses. But even as long as only 40 years ago, and in some places still today, there are porta potties, the outhouses that people use to relieve themselves instead of walking into a bathroom with modern plumbing and flushing a toilet, taking a shower. Now, they didn't take the shower in the outhouse, I don't believe, but what do I know? I don't really know, and I don't really care. They had streams forever that people could bathe in the water, from the water from those streams. But I would prefer to have nice running water in a shower or a tub than pull it from a cold creek. Now, I've been one that's had the privilege of living in the West where we did jump into those creeks and we went swimming, and it was mighty cold, mighty cold. I prefer to live the way we live today, where my importance in society is just as important as the males. Because we live in a high technology era where we use our minds to go further. So that old sexual preference power play is falling away. Ladies and gentlemen, sweet perfume, leather jackets, we are so equal when it comes to using our mind properly, linking our thoughts, those percepts, the way we sense things through our sight, through sound, through smell, through taste, through touch. We can each do that. And how good we are at linking those at everything we do makes a big difference. I talked enough about the science of our nature, which made us very much alike. And then there's the science of our nature that makes us different. That's right. You men are driven upward and onward. You're built that way. You like to go there. You're happy going there. And if you got a good woman who's the one who takes the world in, yes, that's the way she's built. And she takes you in and she appreciates you for the values you bring to her. You're going to go upward and onward forevermore. But if we fib to each other about who we are and the value that we can be, we don't necessarily do as well together. But keep in mind, we are, as far as the way that we can create values through our mental aptitude, our ability to link thoughts together to come up with concepts, we're equal. And we live in a society today that's only limited by the things we think limit us, which oftentimes are just made up stories in our heads because we've been taught to believe that the males are the dominant ones and the females are not. And there is a time when we're not. There's no doubt that guys do the penetrating and women are on the receiving end of that. And so therefore, if we're not happy with you, it's not a very good thing, and you guys know that. The sexual preference power play could easily go away if we would decide to evolve our species, this wonderful conscious being group, these that go beyond walking on the street with the dog while the dog is walking along, simply walking along, glad to get out of the yard or the house. You have the ability to think about everything along the route and make decisions about whether you're in a safe neighborhood or not. And the dog would just continue walking and be perfectly safe. Because really, who wants to accost a dog? Not many. If there's one running loose, someone may think he's lost and may take that stray dog in. That happens. So yeah, you got to protect your animals if you want to claim possession of those king of the jungle beasts that we've made, domestic animals that we feed and clothe and shelter them. Oh, wow, we're amazing, aren't we? Look at that. We feed water. That's all part. We feed them, we house them, and people dress them. I have a costume in the Two For You resale shop, in the Congregation of Inspiration's resale shop, the Two For You resale shop in St. Louis, for a dog. Or I guess you could put it on a cat, but I don't know. You put a cat on a leash? I don't know. You might walk around with your dog on. It's a small dog costume. It's a dinosaur. A green dinosaur costume for a dog. Whoa, we're amazing. The values we can create that people will buy because they're so wrapped up in making life better. That's what we love to do, male or female. And so we go into this power play when one or the other is trying to put their values on someone, push their values on someone, force their way into someone's life instead of meandering along and offering value and seeing the value of the other two to having play. Right, we have power play when one's trying to be more important than the other to gain acceptance. But when they're both equally doing what they love to do every day, they come home to celebrate, hey, there's power in that play. Your greatest need is to be accepted by another human being, to be accepted for the value that you bring. But if you're taught to go take a job, you don't really have a value. You're producing for someone else instead of creating. And you're still a very boring girl or guy when you hook up with the one you're in love with. But if instead you each become these value creators, you understand the power of linking your thoughts together, and you create something really incredible, even if it's a dog costume and you make money doing it through proper marketing channels, then you become really awesome. You come to your highest potential as a value creator. And if each of you are doing that, say one creates the dog costumes, and another has a restaurant where people come to enjoy your good eats, then you both go home and you feel mighty hot and powerful. The kitchen's hot tonight. And you each celebrate yourself and each other. And that's play. You see, the act, the raw act, that people have grown accustomed to is not enough to make this conscious mind of mine nor your conscious mind happy enough. Boring is as boring does, and boring is boring. Nobody wants to be bored, but if we're doing boring stuff all the time, you're still boring. Or if you're trying to force what you know on someone else, you are forceful, and no one likes that either. So guys, you're driven upward and onward, and ladies, we take the world in. It's just the way we're built. It's the physiology of us. And so ladies, I suggest that you find something where you take the world in, because you're really good at that with the children, the stray children, and the stray puppies and cats. Men, you're kind of that way too when it comes to caring for something that is less fortunate than you. That's the way we are too. Makes us feel good when we do those things, but we can't do all charity work. We have to become a value, market the value that we are, and make money to do more than survive and to get beyond the porta potties that I spoke about earlier in this call. So if you missed the entire call, go back and listen to it. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Jill Reed, and you'll find the replay of the earlier things I talked about. I try not to link too many thoughts so that what you hear, you get. But I did speak about the porta potties and how, you know, we have modern plumbing versus that. That's pretty much what it was about. So, conscious beings have a need. That's to be accepted by another, by something. And if we don't have it through people, we'll get it through our animals. We used to chase them down and eat them, but now we pull them in and feed them. Wow. That is, unless something happened to you and you couldn't feed them anymore and they're going to need to eat. Guess what? That the forces of nature in that animal would cause them to do what they need to do with your body. Whoops. That sounds kind of morbid, but you know what I mean. Eat or be eaten when it comes to survival, but thriving just requires that you put your great potential into life and become more. Don't be a value producer for someone else when you can create a value for yourself and for those you love. And be known for the value that you bring and be loved for that. Gee, talk about a turn-on, right? And it requires both of you. In a couple, ladies, we can add so many values to life. Guys, I'm sorry, but you're kind of unfortunate. You don't have a dual nature like we ladies do. We ladies can go out and be a value creator in work, in a career, in a business of our own. And then we add value to you by lifting you up for the values you bring to us. And I think there's not enough ladies that have learned this. And so people are looking for whatever they can find. They're taking whatever they can get in a raw animalistic urge to mate. And those dates don't necessarily work. They're not going to work because you're really looking to be accepted for values you bring, and you want someone else who's doing the same thing. And then, oh, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. You need acceptance. You want accepted by another human being, but if you don't get it from another, you will keep looking until you do, and it's not going to be long-lived, and it's not just the sexual power that you're looking for, because you soon find that that was just a one-night stand, and maybe you turned it into more. Oh, gosh. I want the children to understand this, that they will be played by these forces of nature, too, when they go through their puberty. Well, they get them early. They put the sexy people on TV, and they want that perfume, and they want the clothes that those people are wearing when they're like just a little kid, and we got to think about that. If you dress a kid to look like an adult, it's going to be very tempting for anyone who can appreciate the beauty of nature, which is every one of us, to notice that little kid. And some perverts will do more than just notice. So we have to think about how we're raising our children and do some things different for the love of our children. And the first thing we can do as adults is get creative instead of being a boring value producer so that we're happier and get our partners doing the same thing, giving them all the details of whatever they're going to take over and do or whatever they're going to create and do. They don't need you. Understand that. When you have someone who needs you in what you do for your living, somebody stands to do better than another. Someone can take a piece of whatever you're doing and look good from it. So if you have a family business and you've kept a part of a responsibility that someone else could do just as good as you, turn it over. Let that power struggle go. I'm talking to anyone that has a family business that has split responsibilities in it, which allows someone to look more important than the others by going, oh, no, you don't know that. You can't learn that. You're not as good as me. Hey, believe me, I just talked about how we ladies and men, we sweep perfume and leather jackets, are capable when it comes to the mind. And we're very aware of those who hold back something to look important when we know we could do it ourselves. So it's really smart if you're in a family business to make sure that whatever you learn to do, if you want someone else to help you with it, they learn every single detail so that there's no sexual preference power play. It's all play. Oh, yeah, you're getting it, aren't you? Good. Apply this concept to your life and see how much better everything gets. There's a reason why you come in second in a relationship. And that's because you might be playing the old power play on your partner, holding something back to look better. There's no point in that. Men and women, we're different. We have dual essences as females. I talk about that. And by the way, I'm going to be teaching some incredible stuff in Tampa, Florida over the New Year's holiday. The cost to attend the event from Friday through Sunday is only $125. What a bargain. We're going to have fun. We're going to play in the sun. We're going to have music. We're going to have some awesome fun workshops. I mean fun. Where you'll gain some incredible techniques to make your new year more than it's ever been. And so if you'd like to come to that event, it's only $125, and you can register at gobeyond.club. That's G-O, go to Florida, right? Go beyond, B-E-Y-O-N-D, wherever you are right now. Gobeyond.club, C-L-U-B. Be part of the club. You know, we understand the power of value creation, and we know everyone can do that. And we understand the lack of power when you're a value producer, how anyone else can use you to look good. So if you'd like to understand how someone keeps power over you and you'd like to be there, come up with $125 and be there. If you've got someone in your life who's, you'd like to know this, bring them along. Why not? Why not drop the ball of the power above you? Let it go on New Year's Eve with us. You can also, if you don't, well, you probably do have a computer, but you could be listening to me live on your phone. So if you can't go to gobeyond.club to register for only $125, you can call the office line at 314-448-1462. Show us your face. New Year's. Walk out a brand new girl or a brand new boy, all full of joy, when you head back, and you will find you have gone beyond when you spend time with me. So if you feel like you're coming in second place in a relationship, it could be that you're doing the power play. You're trying to make yourself look better than somebody else, and blowing out another's candle will not make yours burn more brightly, but bring two flames together in value creation, and boy, does it get hot. Couples end up separated from the thing they want and or need the most. This is really what's sad. They end up separated from it. Generally, it happened to them long before they ever hooked up, so they don't even know what they're missing. What they're missing is they were not born to be a value producer. They were born as a value creator, one capable of linking thoughts, going to higher levels of awareness. Consciousness is who you are, no matter whether you're male or female. No longer allow the antiquated belief that men are better than ladies, because they're not. We have this double-barrel brain that I speak about, each one of us, and how we use it matters. We live in a time of high technology. It just gets better and better. Oh my gosh, the things we have to protect us today are much more than our parents had or our grandparents had. We can have less children. I just went to a family reunion. My dad's mother. So it's not that long ago, folks, not really. Came from a family of 10 children. That's a lot of kids. We don't know that many like that today. They're still doing that in the Catholic and the Mormon religion. Maybe some others. I do know that those two religions did it to perpetuate their religion, to keep it going. It really didn't have much to do with the health, safety, and the welfare of the people as much as keeping that religion going, hoping that at least enough of the kids would continue to practice the religion, and some would practice celibacy and become a nun or a priest in the Catholic religion. In the Mormon religion, it was interesting because the Mormon religion is from America. Some of you may not even realize that, but there was a young Joseph who had a vision. Now, whether he created it in his own mind or not, who knows? We have this bicameral mindset that had to do with our primitive nature. And people still operate out of it. And he might have been operating out of that and created this awesome vision. You know, Martin Luther broke from the Catholic Church because he was a sexual guy. And he just didn't quite agree with some of the way they practiced the missionary position and such. So Martin Luther broke and formed his own religion, which was a little step up for people than the Catholic Church as far as sexuality. But Joseph now, he had some pretty wild imaginings out east, and he wandered across the country seeking his religious freedom. And it was tough because people didn't understand his vision, and so those that didn't like them crossing booted him on out and sent him on to the next state, next community, next state. They kept wandering. They found their promised land in Salt Lake City, Utah. I mean, it's pretty god-awful ugly to me, but, you know, hey, there they could finally settle without killing or being killed. And I say that knowing full well that as they crossed this country, there were those of them that were killed, and they did their share of killing. They raided the other settlers' camps at night, posing as Indians, and took the children, those young enough not to know what had happened, on further west with them so that they would have a big enough group of them. And they might not have to do incest so much to breed the children. They're a very fascinating religion. And they do a lot of social good within their religion. But they also teach them sexuality to their young people at a pretty early age. And I was privy to learn quite a bit about that while I worked for a place that employed some young, beautiful girls that went off to their camp, and they loved to talk about it. It was like going, whoa, wow, really? I didn't need to know all that at that age. But we're turned on by the value of the opposite. To have little bambinos. And that's played on us through advertising and through our media. Those who use those forces win. People will buy something they think can make them sexy because they're looking to be accepted, and they'll even go out and buy whatever they think somebody else might think might be good for them when it might not be the safest thing for them to use. Don't be separated from being a value creator. Go out and begin to create more in your life because you can. Think more deeply than ever before. Walk away from one who uses you and no longer be the one who would oppress someone. Join the two flames together if you want to have a good relationship. Both of you should be creative in your work and creative in your play. No one needs to have power over another. What do you want out of life? Who are you really? Are you a searcher? Your search is now over. You've got what it takes. You just got to know how to use it. I hope you've enjoyed being with me today. If you have, please share it with someone else. Put it on your Facebook page, Twitter it. Put it wherever you want to. But don't take it where you don't want to. Wow, you've been missing out in life, haven't you? Again, come join me in Tampa, Florida, New Year's Eve. Go to gobeyond.club, gobeyond.club, or call 314-448-1462. Have an awesome day, because billions of us, to a few in the ruling class, will always win. And